Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So today we're actually going to be diving into something that we were talking about just in a regular conversation, which is the larger conversation of how COVID has stunted all social interactions.
I don't know how, like, just socially, how kids are going to be affected by all of this. Because, like, when you think about even elementary school, like, not being able to have recess with your all your friends. And, like, I was saying, the learning aspect,
who cares? What is up, friends? Welcome back to another episode of Overshare. I'm Jaws with my girl Lil.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, one thing that I love about doing this remotely is that I'm always genuinely surprised by what I'm going to see you wearing. But it's always tie-dye.
Which sweatshirt?
Always tie-dye.
Max is really getting it in the way. Hey, sir, this is the microphone spot. Sorry, guys. My dog is interfering. There we go. Anyway, yes,
so
tie-dye.
Yes. You are definitely incredibly consistent with your quarantine wardrobe, as am I. I have been wearing our new merch, not just for the show, but every day. It's all I wear.
At this point, you're married, so, like, you don't really have anyone to impress. Like, you've already got him. And then, like, I don't see anyone, so I have no one to impress. So, I mean, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter anyways, as long as you're comfortable and thriving, which it looks like you are, because your hair is fantastic. If you're not watching this on YouTube, do what's good so you can see Lily's long, luscious hair.
I don't know how good I would say it looks at the moment. It looked good when I did it last night, but, you know, it's getting so long.
It's gorgeous.
I posted something and everyone was like, did you grow it out or did you dye it again? And I'm like, no, it's just like, you know, quarantine root chic.
I like it. My quarantine root chic is white. So I, in fact, spray paint my head before we shoot this show.
You know.
Anyways.
Growing pains.
Are you ready to jump in, Lil?
Let's do it.
So over it.
What she said.
Okay. So what are you over, Lil? Because you created this segment for a reason.
Because I'm over everything at all times. Let's see. Today, we'll say I'm over. I feel like this has just been a recurring thing, but I'm over my fucking face not getting any better. And anyone watching is like, go to the dermatologist. Or Jocelyn is like, go to the dermatologist. But it's also just, like, hard to do anything during quarantine, I feel like. So I just, it feels like if it's not my face that's bothering me, it's my back that's bothering me, and I just can't get anything done. And then I just feel guilty that I'm not getting anything done. So I'm really over just feeling like I can't get anything done.
Well, you know what? Baby steps, honestly, something I've had to start doing in the last, like, couple of months specifically, just because I've had a very, very unproductive, lots of stuff going on in my personal life and just totally unproductive, especially the last, like, 2 months. So I've had to start making to-do lists, like, as if I am my mom, Judy Davis, with, like, post-its everywhere of things to do. And I will tell you this, the dermatologist that I recommended, no one's going there right now. So, like, it's really easy to get an appointment. I've already been.
And I will say that's another thing that, like, keeps me. One is, like, have you seen the tweet that it's, like, millennials will, like, wake up at 6 a.m., fight social justice online all day, do all the, like, and it lists all the stuff. And he goes, but they still freak out and have to, like, wait a week before they can make a dentist appointment. And I'm like, I feel attacked, but seen. But it's true. Like, I don't know what it is about calling and making appointments. If I was doing it for someone else, I think it would be fine. It's something about it. But the fact that they aren't going to be like, oh, we can see you in a month. And then I don't, like, start crying because, like, if I'm calling a doctor or something, it is my last resort.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait 4 weeks. What do you mean?
Yeah. So. And also, I don't understand companies, offices, any business establishment whatsoever that conducts business over the phone. Like, to me, it's
everything
just
should
like,
be email.
Everything should be available online. Maybe that's a snobby statement coming from me.
But I also feel like it keeps a better record of things too. The amount of like miscommunications I've had on the phone have been the last time I went to the doctor, I went four separate times because I'll admit one of the times I wrote down something wrong, but it's that she kept calling back and being like, actually, we have this appointment. Actually, we have this appointment. And then I never got confirmations. And I got there and she'd be like, oh, it's actually tomorrow. And then I would get there and she'd be like, oh, it was actually an hour ago. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. What are you talking about? And it took me over a week after I had waited months to go into the doctor in the first place.
Well, I will say Dr. Robert Young's shared acupuncturist does all his business online. And for that reason, with him and any other business that's online, you are more likely to get my business because I don't have to talk to anyone. I could set my appointment at my own leisure. Well, and I really appreciate that.
And not to mention Robert Young's will like email you a personal email and be like, hi, how are you doing? Do you need to come back in? And then he was always the sweetest. When I was like at rock bottom and like would leave his office crying, he like wouldn't even make me pay the copay. He'd be like, he'd like see my YouTube video and he'd be like, you spent enough on back tools. I don't think you can afford this anymore.
You know what's funny? And for anyone watching or listening to this that lives anywhere near Los Angeles, you should absolutely make an appointment with this man.
But I will say specifically he's in like, it's like by my old apartment. So it's like Pica Robertson
Beverly
area.
Hills. Yeah, he's Beverly Hills.
So it's like right now I live in the Valley. That's too far. So I haven't been to him in so long because it takes so long to get there. Although there isn't traffic.
No traffic, girlfriend.
That's true.
No traffic.
Sorry. Continue though.
Anyways, he's absolutely lovely. And I think that if you're scared of trying acupuncture for the first time, he is the person to go to because he just makes everything easy and wonderful.
Well, and we have a lot of video evidence because I filmed at least two episodes there. And then didn't you film one?
Yeah, I shot a video for my YouTube channel. And all of this talk is reminding me that I need to go back and see him. I also need to make a dentist appointment. The snobby side of myself.
How dare you bring up the dentist in front of me?
I'm dying to go to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned.
My mom texts me about it like all the time. And I'm like,
Oh gosh, I don't know if we've ever talked about on this show. We should do an episode on our dental history because between the two of us, don't even talk about it now. You guys, we're going to save that for another episode because between you and I, we've had every emergency procedure known to man.
I'll just leave you with this that, we should just get all of our surgeries, not even just dental, because I have a lot of other ones.
You have a lot of surgeries.
No, but I was just talking to a friend that's like been having a lot of anxiety and
dentist?
Yeah, it was like, I just had a brain fart. What?
Surgeries, dental procedures.
It was that they needed to go to a doctor or something. And I was like, oh my God, I could drive you. And they're like, I don't want you to see me like this. And I was like, look, if anyone you should feel comfortable just being a mess in front of, it's your girl. Because I'm like, Jocelyn, I think, has seen me cry more times. And then I was like, you know what? Jocelyn has seen the worst, but I would say anyone I've worked with has seen me cry more times in the last year than they have seen that anyone has seen me cry ever. And it's not like me being, oh, poor me. It's like me trying to hold it back. And then you just see, it's like, are we ready to film? And I'm like, and there's like tears rolling down my face.
So yeah, so surgical procedures will be a future episode, absolutely, because we have a lot to say about that.
Next part of our Over It segment, it's new. We're going to take some Over Its from our audience. So you guys called in.
I haven't shared mine yet, though, yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got too carried away with the dental PTSD.
That's okay. Mine is kind of like stupid anyways. I was just going to say last week for the first time in 6 months, I put on jeans. And I love denim. There's so many denim brands that I genuinely have been fan of for like decades. But I'm just concerned that they're not going to make it out of this alive because even the most comfortable jeans make me feel like a sausage, you know? And I mean, I might have gotten a thin potato layer.
So is your over it that you're over jeans?
I think I'm done. I think I'm done, you know?
I was like, where is this going?
Like, why? Why would you? If it's now socially acceptable to wear like a chic sweatsuit, why would you, in fact, choose to wear something that makes you feel like a sausage person? I don't know. It's just, it's concerning to me. I'm concerned for the denim community because I love it.
I'm genuinely trying to think of the last, I put on jeans maybe once in the last 5 months.
And what kind of jean were they? Was it a mom jean?
Very boyfriend loose jean? And like had a bunch of holes. So they were basically like shorts with vents.
Yeah. I put on a skin tight pair of Paige jeans that are Lycra and my favorite brand. And I was like, I feel as though this is like going, it's being eaten by my butt. It literally is. And like I said, I think maybe I have a small potato layer because I've just been like enjoying my life during COVID or quarantine, but like not really. So I don't know.
It That's like what you I'm enjoying over. Your life. It's like, oh, an extra Brussels sprout.
Oh. Anyways, Lils, you are jumping into the new part
sorry,
of the segment.
I please share. I skipped you. I'm an asshole.
Well, no, because it's much more exciting.
We have a new segment of, I mean, it's like a, it's like an over it part B that we accept over it comments from you guys. And you guys called in a number. Jocelyn, do you have it yes. handy?
So this is actually on our Instagram account. So if you're not following at our shared channel, please do what's good. Give us a follow, double tap. But the phone number that you guys can call literally anytime is 562-661-8729. And our amazing producer, Melissa, listens to these messages. So we have no idea what you guys are going to share that you are over.
It's going to be a surprise.
Please call. We really want to hear from you, but it needs to be under 3 minutes because, you know.
And for the record, no one's answering the call. You're leaving a right. voicemail. It's a recording that then we're going to listen to afterwards.
But I'm genuinely excited to have some human interaction with our shared channel family. So I guess without further ado.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen.
Melissa, roll the tape.
Hi, I'm Dan and... I really want to share, I'm overshare what I'm over. Okay. So I'm over two things. FYI, these are like totally not big deals, but I'm thinking about them lately. So one, I'm so over that there are no cute gay rom-coms that have like a plus size guy in them. Like we're out here. Like I just want to have a good movie to cry to, like to have a good cry. Which leads me to my next one. I am so over being lonely. Like, quarantine has really shown how lonely I can get. When I really thought I was more of a lone wolf type of person, I've had that long my whole life, I guess. I love that. Also, I want to say I love podcasts. I listen to new episodes that come out each week. Gives me a good thing to listen to while working out. And I also wanted to say, love you both. Love you, Lily and Jocelyn. You guys are amazing. I love you.
I'm going to cry. It's official. I feel like tears are welling up inside of me for Dan. I love you, Dan.
Dan, I'm lonely too.
But gosh, Lil, he had so many great things to say. Like,
okay, first of all, I agree. There should just be more gay rom-coms in general, and they should be absolutely. Like good rom-coms, not like cheesy ass rom-coms that are not real.
100% agree.
That's absurd. I mean, I'm not surprised because I know, like, even like Love, Simon was like a very like new
groundbreaking
thing,
moment.
But it's like,
yeah.
By this point, shouldn't it be like everyone's like, okay, we got the okay. Let's start.
And the thing I loved about Love, Simon, and I was that like a drama comedy? I was like hysterically crying at moments, but also hysterically laughing during moments too.
And you can't have a good drama without a little comedic relief.
I mean, I would hope not. If not, it's like, if it's like Winter's Bone or something like that, I'm like too scared to watch it.
I just watched that recently.
It's
was
very
like,
intense.
I was just, it was kind of boring.
Well,
like, I love the
drama.
Concept.
It's
great. But oh my God.
But Dan, we agree with you. And the other interesting thing that you said specifically that I caught was that you're lonely and you always thought you were a lone wolf and that you were like cool being totally solo. But I think it's really like shows a lot of like self-awareness that you are now saying that you need some human interaction. What do you think, Lil?
I would agree because I think I'm similar that I'm usually like, yes, I like social interaction, but I'm like, oh my God, I have a night. Like if there was like a weekend where I didn't have anything to do or if I had work that I actually was like going to enjoy doing, I'd be like, oh my God, I have 2 days to myself. This is great. I don't have to hang out with anyone. When that 2 days turns into
2 years,
months, like, and like for me, I know I've been basically quarantining from before COVID even became a concern because of my back. I wouldn't say quarantining, but I'm just like not doing that much. That it does get to the point that like I'll go to even like a store and have a few interactions with people and I leave feeling a lot more energized because I don't think you realize how much you need something. It doesn't need to be like, oh my God, I need a boyfriend here at all times. Although that would be very nice. That would taking be fun applications. As well. Mm-hmm. I think you don't realize just like the like bouncing off other people and having like it's even, and I know as YouTubers, so many people aren't uploading. And I know I, for one, it's like you don't feel inspired because it's like when you're only around yourself. I mean, there's some creative people that can dig deep and just be alone and do all this stuff for days, but like I feel like a lot of creative people need the inspiration from others and like their interactions with other people to be able to pull that kind of inspiration out.
Yeah. And I would even say to take it one step further to like the hashtag science of it all. I have no evidence to support this, I should say.
You don't have your scientific hypothesis prepared?
No, I have nothing like that prepared. But I do think that human beings were created to interact with each other, maybe not all the time, because I'm very much a person who likes my alone time too. But I think it's really important. Like it releases actual like endorphins and chemicals in our body that if you're not getting, I think affect you from like an actual scientific perspective. Again, I have no information. Nothing actually solid, but I mean, I think it's important. I think it's really, really important. And also like really to get back to your first point, I want a rom-com. I want a gay rom-com.
Same.
We need that. We're requesting it, please.
Honestly, can I just say that in general, gay rom-coms, gay, I don't know if there's too many lesbian rom-coms either.
Well, both. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, in general, there should be more. Just to diversity. Represent the entire community. But that anytime I do those relationships in movies, do you not feel like they seem so much more just like sweet and real? Like, I feel like it's not as much of the cliche, stupid rom-com stuff because more like they just feel
solid,
more
like solid couples. Feel like usually when you're watching a movie and there's like a gay relationship portrayed, it's usually like probably
written by a straight person.
It's probably like the, yeah, that too. Probably played by straight people quite often too. And it typically just, there's not much information. Although I do have to say, I just watched an amazing rom-com, Broken Hearts Gallery. It is so freaking good.
Sounds familiar.
Dacre Montgomery, who's in Stranger Things, mm-hmm. who's just very dreamy. And then Geraldine, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She was in Blockers. And she's also on that show with Harry Potter that's on HBO. I mean, Daniel Radcliffe. she is literally a star. Super hilarious. And there was a lesbian character who's one of her best friends who doesn't necessarily have a relationship, but instead is hooking up with literally every person she sees, which was super funny, actually, in the movie. But Dan, we hear you. We see you is what I'm getting at. Okay.
Like, tweet me.
Tweet us. Hit us up.
I'm lonely, too. We can chat.
Anyways, thank you so much for calling, Dan. Like, honestly, you brought so much joy to our hearts today. And for those of you guys thinking about calling, just freaking do it. What the hell? Why not? But before we jump into Over It, we're going to take a little break.
Before we jump into, you mean
that? Yeah, overshare? What you said. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Lil, let's jump right in. Today, it's just you and me, which I got to say I love. And it seems like actually the listeners and viewers like it when it's just a solo Lil's and Jaws show. So thank you for that.
I think we say weirder things.
Yeah, I guess we just feel free to fly the freak flag. Like, who cares? So today we're actually going to be diving into something that we were talking about just in a regular conversation, which is the larger conversation of how COVID has stunted all social interactions, whether you're talking about like preschoolers not being able to like roll in the dirt with each other, all the way up to like people like not being able to go on dates.
Yeah.
To like, oh my gosh, super sad. People being in the hospital, like those old people with COVID who can't be with their
can
like,
we not,
it's can too we, sad. I don't like, want
to
talk,
not
about,
talk
it.
About that. Let's leap to the more like everyday stuff. Yeah.
Yes, please. So, Lil, what do you have to say on this topic?
Well, so it started, we were talking, this conversation actually started because we were talking about how I have discovered that a lot of people I know didn't drink alcohol in high school, which right now
I do not condone
underage drinking. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just revealing that I personally did at age 16 was when I started. And when I find out that people didn't drink in high school, I'm not like, oh my God, you didn't drink in high school. What are you talking? It's not like a judgy thing. It's more that like, oh my God, wait, you got to college though and drank for the first time? What
I didn't
do you
even
mean?
Drink at all, like really my first year of college either.
How? Were you the DD for everyone?
I don't know if you've noticed, Lil, but I'm a good time regardless. I went to college 20 years ago. I started college before Ubers. So like we always had to have a designated driver. And I just had the best
time. And you
time.
Were it?
Yeah, I would be the driver a lot. Also, then I could leave whenever I wanted. You know what I mean?
But
I still
wasn't
had
that annoying?
So much fun. No, because I'd be like, I'm leaving. Bye. And so oftentimes people would find other rides or whatever. But I have a lot of stories. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
So that's how it started. And then it was kind of turning into like, oh my God, but like what a high schooler's doing now. Like they don't even have the opportunity to figure that out. And then even further than that, hello, sir. My dog has joined if you're watching on YouTube. I don't know how like just socially how kids are going to be affected by all of this. Because like when you think about even elementary school, like not being able to have recess with all your friends. And like, I was saying the learning aspect.
Who cares?
I personally am not as concerned about. No. I mean, I think it is a huge thing for some people, but hopefully a lot of people are able to do the online thing. Although Melissa brought up earlier, I've seen the tweet where it's little kids are literally having to sit outside fast food restaurants to use Wi-Fi.
Devastating. Breaks my freaking heart.
That feels
honestly.
Like a thing that at the very least, they should be able to supplement, like they should be able to pay internet bills for families that can prove that they can't afford it or something.
Well, my sister is a teacher and in a very economically diverse school. So is my brother. And so there are a lot of families that just economically cannot afford what their kids need. So they have been making, at least here in LA, like making some like areas where kids can like go and like be socially distanced in the parking lot of the school. All the kids get an iPad. Every single kid in the whole school district gets their own iPad.
In the district?
Yeah. Which is actually, I can't even imagine. Apple better be giving them a discount or else I'm coming for them. Okay?
I mean, there's an educational discount anyway, which yes. I will say off the record that if you go and you're not a student, it
allegedly
still lets you use
allegedly.
It. Allegedly. I've never done it, but
same. Me neither. There's also a teacher discount I've allegedly never used 15 times, but that's
don't
neither
reveal
here
secrets.
Nor there. But something we were talking about is that my brother specifically is doing personal pod teaching for a few families, and they're all doing the social distancing and whatnot. But that's only people who can afford that added expense. And I just think like, there's going to be a lot of repercussions for kids that just like break my heart, honestly.
Well, I didn't even really think about it until now because I was thinking like, what would I have done just like at home with like stuck with my sister for
so bored. So
mom
bored.
Would have killed us. But also the kids that have parents and home wives that aren't ideal to be like so for I feel like for so many kids, school can be an escape.
And a nice getaway for them, right?
And then they don't have like that. I can't even imagine. And then you can't like, there's so many kids that like, they'll like live at their friend's house. Like,
absolutely.
I definitely had like home issues when I was little, not to the point that I like needed to leave. But I also had a lot of friends that I would literally stay there for like 4 days at a time.
Right.
And exactly. The fact that you can't, that like they can't have sleepovers. They can't do anything. Like I've seen videos of toddlers crying. Like, I just want to go into the park. And I'm like, oh.
I know. And it's crazy. Like even I was asking my sister, because she's a high school teacher. I'm like, what about, and a lot of the kids at her school and where we grew up play college sports and they get recruited and they have signing day and all that fun stuff.
So do they just...
And it's actually for a lot of these kids, like how they're able to go to college. And I was like, what is going on with sports? Like, don't understand.
If you got a scholarship, do you not?
Well, I think that colleges are honoring that, but college sports aren't happening either. So it's just like a huge domino effect, not to mention just like the fun of it. So she initially told me that here in LA, they're waiting to see what's going to happen with the second half of the year and second semester. Every sport will be played at the same time. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You're like, I got to go to my soccer game. Now my basketball game. Now this. Now I got to go run track. It's just like, my
gosh. The first
thing
that popped in my head was like, in college? I'm like, that's a lot of games to attend. A lot of times to be drunk.
Oh my gosh, that too. And like prom and graduation and dating. Dating.
I'm so far from... I mean, you do, but like we're so far from high school that it's hard to even think about that. And I feel like I always like barely went to high school. But the thought of going to college and not being able to have like it be college be only about learning. That's not why I went to college. That's not
No dorms.
That's no frat the parties. That's the best part. And not even frat part. Like the dorms and meeting people. Like that is literally what I got out of college most is the social interaction. And now it's just like.
And the friendships. When I look at the people who will be in my life long term, I have like a handful of really close friends from high school. But for the most part, like my core group of friends are people that I met either at work, at Clever, or in college. So I just feel so bad for these young people. If I was 20 years old and stuck at my parents' house, I would freak the F out.
Well, and also not to mention...
I was such a brat.
And you just are like, I want to be out on my own. I want to get out of here.
Absolutely.
Like, not to mention even I think of how many random connections that like, it's not people that I'm like really good friends with, but like good acquaintances that I had from college that have gotten me, I wouldn't say like jobs.
But connected
me to different people and like had a lot of situations that were helpful in the future that if you were taking only online class, like you're not going to meet people in your class like that. So I feel like there needs to be some kind of like, people need to figure out some, Zooms are just not.
Oh like, my gosh, it's not Zoom fatigue.
Like, if I don't know if people Zoom more than like three people at a time. Like that's like so, you can't, it's too hard to navigate the conversation. But
I know.
I feel like there needs to be some way that kids can like have a way to socialize in some way that still gives them some, I don't know. I just feel so bad.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of like socially distanced interaction because everybody's sick of Zoom. Like, remember when Zoom brunches and Zoom happy hours and all that? I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I've never been into it. I sit there the whole time and I'm like, who's talking? What's going on?
I know. It's crazy. And not even to mention, like, I'm grateful. Like, I don't have any huge like life milestones coming up. I mostly think about like high schoolers and college students. And also, like, I never did online dating. I feel like I really missed out. Not really. But how are people, like, meeting each other? Because you've had a little intermingling, right? Okay.
So we'll say, because I don't worry, guys. I have not been going on dates. At the very beginning of all of this, it was months ago now, which is insane.
6 months ago, basically. Literally. It's been 6 months.
It was in June.
Whatever. Neither here nor there.
Anyway, at a certain point, there was a guy that I'd been talking to several, like we had been FaceTiming for days and like he had not seen anyone. I had literally not seen anyone. And it was at a point that it was like, well, you're alone. I'm alone.
Let's be alone together.
Should we hang out? And we hung out for like probably like a week straight. I think we hung out almost every single day. And then and naturally it turned into that he actually had gotten out of a relationship in like January. And he was like, you're so great. But and I'm like, yeah. And it was like a 4-year relationship that he had gotten out of in January. I'm like,
cool. What is with you, like, these guys?
At every fucking time.
I freaking think of, there's a one guy who I don't know if we've ever shared this, which I will not put him on blast, but literally you were the first person he ever, like, sort of dated or hung out with after he had been, like, secretly married for, like, 10 years. Remember that guy? And we only found out he was married from deep stalking him online because he never told you he was married.
I never brought it up.
Even to this day, has he ever revealed to you that he was married previously?
No, and he actually disappeared from social media. And I had messaged him like when all this kind of started. And I was like, because I was wanted to make sure that there wasn't like a bad reason. And he was like, no, just like was kind of over it, blah, blah. He has a girlfriend.
Interesting.
They're very happy. They're probably married by now, but
maybe so. But I will say that someone very close to me, and I'm not going to put this person on blast, has managed to cultivate a like, serious relationship during quarantine.
Where did they meet?
They actually met at a wedding like a few weeks before this all started. So they had met in person.
You were going to give me hope that it was a dating app.
But then, you know, like live on different sides of the country or whatever. And typically, I feel like this person would not want to get involved in a LDR because, like, they're just too hard, long-distance relationship. But it's like, what else are you going to do? Well, so they've been getting to know each other, like, way more than you would in person because you'd be like, let's make out. But they can't. So it's like, let's just get to know each other and see if we like each other for 6 months. And they do.
See, that I would be so great at because, like, oh my God, I can talk every day. Like I'm a great texter. I feel like a lot of people, it's like, not a big texter.
No,
like,
you're good on
talk in person.
You're good
on
text.
My talking and texting are pretty even. And I feel like I could win them over probably more in text than I could in person.
But, for sure. You're a good texter. You're funny on text. Well, and in person
too. No, but I think I am better on text. But I feel like that would be such a good way to cultivate a relationship. And then at that point, like, they're so attached that it's not like, oh, quarantine's over, whatever. But I don't know. I personally, and they meant like in real life, so it's different. But I have had so many issues. And even before quarantine, it's that probably only I don't match with that many people because I'm very picky. But I'll like match with someone and we'll message and it's either like the conversation is super easy right off the bat and just like we are actually having one or it's like, hi, what are you up to this weekend? And I'm like,
boring.
Nothing.
Bye.
Literally none
why,
of us
what are
doing
you up
anything.
To? We're yeah, not doing anything.
So I feel like to even get to the point where you're having a conversation where it would be normal to then talk to them again the next day is so rare. Especially now because it's like, oh, well, what else is out there? And they just like keep swiping. So I don't know. And then it feels like I'm worried that like I would start talking to someone. And then as soon as things would start opening back up, they'd be like, haha, I'm going to go live my dreams. Bye.
Yeah, it's interesting. And like I've even thought about like, oh, it's so sad. Like so many people are getting divorced because they realize being together is the worst experience of all time.
I mean, it's sad, but also like better that they figured it out now.
But it's crazy. Like I was, and this is so like unrelatable, but I love Luke Bryan, the singer. Remember when I took a photo with him?
I thought you were going to say, this is so unrelatable, but like me and my husband love each other.
Oh, we do actually. And it's also our first year being married. So it's like, we have nothing else to compare it to. But Luke Bryan, I listened to him on another podcast and he's like, I've been on the road my entire adulthood, like literally 320 days a year or something. He's like, my wife has never known me to be at home. He's like, so it's been really interesting because she's like, who is this person that's always here? I'm just used to being here alone. And I feel like that's probably what it is for a lot of couples who, like you were saying, with like kids going to school, like the only thing keeping their relationship together, and he didn't say this, just I'm just saying in general,
yeah,
the only thing keeping their relationship together is keeping them apart. You know what I mean? So it's got to be like really crazy for people who kind of secretly hate each other.
Well, and I think even when you think about conversations that a lot of couples have, like if you both go to work for, I mean, speaking from all my relationship history, but
you
if
have
you,
nothing
like,
to talk about if you don't go anywhere.
Well, that's if you both go to work and you come home and you can like talk about your days and like share different struggles and like talk about how to help each other with their problems. If you're both just home all day, you experience the same things. So unless you can be pro, I feel like anyone that's in quarantine in a relationship needs to be proactive in doing some stuff
alone.
Whether it's like
too
doing alone, stuff for alone. Sure, for sure. But also just like doing activities, whether it is literally going to the park to do something, but not just like staying inside and doing the same thing all the time. Because I mean, I should take my own advice and do that solo.
Yeah,
but yeah, because otherwise it would just turn into like you have a roommate and then they would, anyone would piss you off.
And it's at least like the beginning of quarantine before Chris was going to work every day, which he is now because the project he's working on is essential business. And I've been working on it a little bit too. But before that, it would just be like, literally, I felt like we were, all we were doing was sitting here eating all day. Because like, we both like food. And so he'd be like, we'd be eating breakfast and he'd be like, what are we going to have for lunch? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I have no idea.
But at least you have that kind
we
of
had
like,
an activity.
What yeah. should we do for lunch? I'm like, what should I do for lunch? I guess I'll just eat what I had yesterday because I literally, I'm someone that like food for me is such a social thing that yes. like if no one else, like I don't care. I'll eat the same thing every single day. It would not bother me. But I think even if you had something to be, what movie should we watch tonight? And kind of like make something out
something
of it.
Something and the best. That's like, honestly, that's why we kind of redid our patio too, was because
give you a little project.
I could go, well, yeah, but also like I would be like, I'm gonna work on the patio today.
Oh,
like I
just
would go
more
out
space.
There and work. Cause then it felt like, oh, I'm coming home now inside of the house, which is well, also tiny.
And I know that sleeping or working in your bedroom has always been a thing that people say you don't do because yes. it's like, then you can't relax. And I think I've said this before. I've been sleeping on my couch, which actually is gross and I need to like get it cleaned. But I've been sleeping on my couch for a very long time because I would go into my room to go to sleep. And for some reason, anytime I lay asleep. In my bed, I was like
awake. Interesting.
It's almost like too much pressure that I think, what I read an article recently that said that people are struggling to just like, do anything because they're working and living and yep. everything is in the same spot that it's like they just feel too.
And I listened to a podcast that talked a lot about that with Jay Shetty. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
He is amazing. And mm-hmm. he was talking, him and his wife, and I think she's a chef or something in the culinary space.
Dreams.
They live in, I want to say he said like a 500 or 600 square foot New York apartment, or they did when he was talking about it. And he
modest.
Said what's very small for two people who are working from home also. And he said what you need to do is create spaces within your space. Even if you live in like a studio apartment, like I only work at the coffee table and I only eat in my kitchen and I only sleep in my bed. And he said what you should do to create like a sensory like cue is like, at your workspace, have a candle with a specific scent. And in your bedroom, have some sort of essential oil with
like have like, some like sensory trigger to
or a music that you play always when you're getting ready for bed or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I went and bought all the essential oils. I haven't used any of them, but it seems like a great idea.
I don't even feel like I because like I have my office, but since that's my workroom, I feel like I'll just like dread going in there. Like I'll be sitting on my couch and I'll be like, ooh, I have an idea. Or like, that would be, I could do that right now. And I'm like, but do I have to sit at my, I think that also has to do with my back and not wanting to sit at my desk. But like, I don't know. I think just being home, not that I wasn't working from home before, but it's just like,
It's harder to get motivated. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that gets back to what Dan was saying, our lovely friend Dan, about being a lone wolf is hard. I think even if you have people in your life who are keeping you accountable from a social distance, or like you have deadlines to meet with someone, because like if you have a brand deal or a sponsored post, or if you have to show up to this podcast, you're showing up for other people. But it's good to show up for yourself too, you know?
Guys, last week I literally woke up at 3. I've been very nocturnal recently, and I woke up at 3 p.m. to like 5 different people calling and messaging me.
Oh, I thought you were dead. I was so worried. I was so worried.
Megan, Lisa, Melissa, Jocelyn, everyone calling and leaving messages. I'm like, what is going on? And it was a Wednesday, and we usually film this every other Thursday. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I like start looking through and I'm like, I don't even have, I like had somehow, we had talked about it verbally, but I hadn't written it down and I didn't have the calendar notification. I've never been so confused in my life because guys, time does not exist.
It is really weird, but I was concerned about you because you've been making these Jeffrey Epstein documentaries and I told you you need to get a better security system. And then you go missing when we're supposed to shoot and you always show up. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lisa, get over there.
My favorite is that Megan's reach out was that she calls 3 times and then texts me once. And then when I text her hours later and go, oh my God, I like didn't even know we were filming today. Whoops. And she goes, oh my God, I was so worried when I was calling you, but then I forgot.
We love an honest queen. Well, I would love to hear from you guys who are watching or listening to this. You can share on social. You can share a screen grab and send it to us. We love to repost everything that you guys share with us. But anything you're experiencing in regards to quarantine social interactions being totally stunted?
And if you have suggestions,
yes,
of like how people can that are feeling a little lonely can like find some happiness, interaction, whether it's digital or social distanced.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's end this on a good note. What do you say?
Okay.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay. So interestingly, more things are bringing me joy at this point in time than I'm over, which is exciting. Specifically, something that brought me a lot of joy last week was that I successfully laminated my own eyebrows.
I saw you did that.
And typically, for those of you who don't know me well and my history as a beauty influencer, I think it's safe to say that I've failed a lot more frequently than I've succeeded with many procedures I've attempted to do on myself. But if you're watching this on YouTube, you will notice that my brows have literally doubled in size. And that is because of this like kit that Dana Ward talked me into buying on Amazon that's actually to perm your eyelashes to stay open. You know, people do the lash lift. I'm not down for that. I don't want to go blind. But
it looks really good though.
But can you believe I did this?
I'm impressed. It worked. Yeah.
I put it on Instagram. I'm going to make a longer Instagram video just because so many people have been asking me about it. But it costs like under $30 on Amazon. I'll link to it here too for those of you that are interested. But you get more than one treatment out of it. So how long did it take? Probably less than an hour altogether. And I was filming too. So, you know, that adds a little bit to it. But you just leave the solution on your eyebrows. There's 2 solutions. You leave each of them on for 10 minutes. And I mean, you know, I have very curly grandfatherly eyebrows that don't like to cooperate.
She's only saying that because we did this beauty trip in episode one time where we went to
Anastasia.
And the brow girl that was doing hers told her that she had grandpa brows because there was random hairs that were like an inch long.
Also, out of all the episodes of Beauty Trippin' that we ever filmed, and I am going to go on the record and say this, I think that the people at Anastasia were the most disgusted by our antics. I asked the lady if I could eat some of the eyebrow like makeup, and I was obviously kidding. And she was like, I think
she was playing along though. She was being funny.
I don't know. If she was, she deserves an Oscar. But yeah, I'm very, very excited about this. And I'm shocked by the fact that it worked. Although I did have a very wonderful woman at this place, Hyper Real Brows in LA, do my lamination. So if you're too scared, go check her out. She's amazing. What about you, Lil?
Well, I mean, I guess while we're on the topic of eyebrows, as you guys know, because I won't shut up about it, my face has been a fucking disaster. And Joss and I were talking about it before. I think it could have been like a bacterial infection or something. I recently found something that's made it go almost fully away in a couple days, which honestly, don't know if you're supposed to be like using it over your whole face, but very hydrating. It's a $25 Orajel thing, which, by the way,
is Orajel for the inside of your mouth, like cold sores?
Yes, but there's different kinds. Okay. Cold sores are on the outside of your mouth. Canker sores are on the inside.
So is there an oral gel for like acne outbreaks?
It's for cold sores would be like next. And I have like it's a zit that I get next to my lip and then the crack makes it worse and worse. So basically that helped already, but the only thing that has kept me, like when I look in the mirror, then I'm not just like, oh, because it was just like gross. And it's just like such a self-esteem killer.
Well, it hurts, and it's too painful. Yeah.
But my good friend, Audrey Glass.
Audrey. Guys, how is that queen?
Audrey is the one that did my microblading of my eyebrows originally three
years ago.
Almost four, maybe.
You're the first person I ever knew that did it. You were like a trendsetter, influencer.
I don't know about that, but it was whatever my hair was. It was the Coachella. My hair was rainbow.
Oh my god!
I first got done, and I've gotten it touched up a few times. And if you're watching on YouTube, I'll give you a quick close up. There's a little makeup on them right now, but honestly, they are the only things. Like I will have nothing on, and I'll look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, your eyebrows still look so great. And
how many times have you gotten them touched up? By the way.
I'm trying to think because it has gotten more painful each time. And the last time it was like, I like would flinch a little and like my eyes would be like sobbing. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. Like, it's not like you're crying. It just like is an involuntary.
It's a sensory. Yeah.
It's like if you reaction. Like had something on your nose where it makes your eye water. But I think maybe four times, but I think only three total.
Wow.
And she has posted that it was one of my brow anniversaries. But so my farewell would be, you should go follow Audrey Glass. She had to close her office. She had one on Fairfax that she had finally opened. And then when COVID happened, it had to close. And then it was closed for so long that she had to just close it. So I'm very sad. But she has her own private studio in Costa Mesa where she lives. So if anyone is in that area, go check out Audrey Glass. I don't know if she's available, but she usually has her.
She's in high demand. Like team she's of people. Like beloved by celebrities like you. I mean, and other celebrities.
She was my hero, and then Jill arranged it so I could get it done by her. But yeah, so that's shout been the most life-changing beauty thing that has ever happened to me, and they still are going strong.
It's a good investment, honestly. Well, thank you for sharing, Lils.
Thank you for sharing, Joss.
And thank you guys for listening to this episode of Overshare. If you are listening to this as a podcast, first off, we thank you. Secondly, we have a huge favor. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review because it really helps your girls out.
And remember, if you want to be a part of the podcast, you can call in and leave your over it. The phone number is
562-661-8729. We will love to hear from you guys. As you heard earlier, Dan really moved our emotions to new places we did not even know humanly possible. We love you, Dan. Shout out to you. This episode is dedicated to Dan and all the Dans of the world. And you guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.